Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to talk with Tim Rosenboom about the education reform proposals that are being debated in the legislature.
All right, well, Ken, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was the education reform package, because I know that is being debated a lot right now. What are your thoughts on Governor Brancett's proposed reforms?
Oh, my, that's a complicated question. With maybe I'll make a try to simplify it a little bit with my answer. I'm not real happy with it. I don't think it goes far enough. I think that we need more fundamental changes than are being put on the table right now. So it's being debated in the House today and tonight, I understand. And I don't know what will come out of there, but I simply don't think the reform goes deep enough.
Are there parts of it that you're interested in, like the teachers getting incentives for going outside of the classroom and helping other teachers?
Well, yes, there are pieces that are probably good, but the one about the mentoring program, I guess to me it's a real basic question. If these are our best teachers, why do we want to take 25 or 50% of their time and away from their class time with the students? That doesn't work very well for me. I just don't like that idea very much.
What about an increase for starting salaries for teachers?
Oh, well, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. On its face, I think there's some ramifications that haven't been thoroughly fleshed out. And what I mean by that is that will have a ripple effect on others that maybe have one or two or three years experience, depending on the school district. And the bottom line is it will raise the cost of education probably fairly significantly. The other piece of that answer is this, that the larger schools, for instance, here in the Des Moines area, it's not even a factor because they already are in excess of that starting wage. So that's kind of a mixed bag, too, as far as I'm concerned.
So what you're saying is that if for starting salaries got raised, then they'd have to go up for all of the other teachers, basically.
You know how that goes. You know how human nature works, that if you're going to give, for instance, I suppose you could even have a situation that you're giving a first-year teacher maybe more than a second or third-year teacher. And that's going to cause problems. That always causes problems in the workplace if one with less experience is making more than the person with more experience. So I can't measure that. I don't know what that looks like. It just tells me that in some cases it will, of course, raise the starting salary, but it's going to raise some other salaries as well. It just has to.
Okay. So what are some of the other things that you're looking forward to in this next coming week here?
Well, quite honestly, over in the Senate, it's been very quiet. The education bill's starting point is in the House. From the more experienced people over here on the Senate side, they tell me it's extremely slow. There's some stuff going on. I'm on the Natural Resources and Environment Committee. There's some, and we're going through the appropriations part of that right now in the subcommittee. But that's not real exciting stuff. Probably no significant changes there from what we've been doing. So it's pretty quiet, and that's not all bad, because as I good-naturedly tell some folks, the less we're working on, maybe the less damage we do up here.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with me today, Ken.
Well, I appreciate it, Brad.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where State Senator Ken Rosenboom has given us his thoughts on the education reform proposals being debated in the legislature. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.